Unit 17. Migration. 17.2. Exercise 2.
Okay, the photo I'm showing you now is of a group of factory workers in Guelph. It was taken in 1933 when migrants were still coming over from Italy to Canada in search of work. Of course, this movement stopped altogether in 1939 with the onset of war. In order to understand why Italians came to Canada, you need to understand why they left Italy. In the late 19th century, Italy was divided into three regions: the north, the south, and a central region which included the capital, Rome, and the Vatican. The recently industrialized north was much more prosperous than the rest of the country. This state of affairs was influenced by government policy, which encouraged northern growth at the expense of the agricultural south, where work was in very short supply, with consequent extreme poverty. This regional disparity led to animosity between Italians of the north and those in the south, and by the turn of the century, many Italian men from both the north and the south were leaving to seek seasonal employment elsewhere in Europe, in South America, notably Argentina, and North America. They hoped to earn enough in a few months to enable them to return home, but this usually proved to be an impossible dream. In the very early days, most of the migrants who came to Canada worked outdoors in the summer, doing things like railroad construction. Many of them often traveled across the whole country in one season. In the winter, when this type of work wasn't available, migrants mostly went to urban centers like Toronto, where they picked up casual work, for instance, manual laboring. The first Italians came to Guelph in the early 1900s. The city at that time was a small, quiet town, and local businessmen felt frustrated by this, knowing that slow growth was limiting their own prosperity. They believed that Guelph's commercial growth had to be more actively encouraged, specifically by promoting industry and creating a large industrial working class. The city started to subsidize the development of factories, and land was made available to accommodate new enterprises. Guelph also became the new home for many established manufacturing firms, and by 1911, the population had doubled. Thousands of workers were taken on, many of whom were Italian migrants. Until this time, male migration had predominated. The men often boarded together and found jobs and accommodation for those who came after them. The men, who were not yet official immigrants, clung to their own culture. Eventually, many were able to send for their families or return to Italy to find a suitable bride. And in time, as the next generation of children was born in Canada, a new culture evolved, still based on Italian memories, but combined with the more immediate Canadian experience. The Italian-Canadian ethnic group, whose men and women had very different roles, established a stable and respectable community in the East End sector of Guelph. Today, it is still an active and thriving community, hosting an annual Italian festival in July.